Boucher Champagne. That was
Everybody would help you. Yeah, you know, all your neighbors would help each other when they got, you know, had something to do. They would, not like today, dog eat dog, but then they would, you didn't mind going to help a neighbor, you know?
Yes.
And we give away a lot of stuff, like, never would kill a, we'd kill a hog or calf. Well, you ain't no way of keeping it. You give it to all your relatives and friends and make sure they got a piece and piece of sausage, piece of meat, and so forth.
Yeah. The inside parts of the calf that you wouldn't eat, that was the, or that you might eat. You know, they take the inside parts and sometimes they'd stuff sausage in them. Some people would eat them. That was what?
I don't know what they call that.
Like you put the meat inside?
Yeah.
They call them cases.
What, did you ever eat?
I never eaten out of that.
Did your daddy do his own work on his horses?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about what he was a blacksmith?
Yeah, he could do his own. He did all his own blacksmithing, whatever he needed.
Okay. Did you had to do what? You had to work on the horses? Do you have to ever trim his?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he used to trim his hoofs and straighten them up and whatever he needed. But most of your, unless you were using a horse in the woods, they didn't chew them. You know, it was much better to let it go and let the hoofs go. And they trim their hoofs whenever they were trying to split or something. But they never fool with shoes too much. He put you a lot of work on horses, putting shoes on horses for what you need them for, you know. Just like you're moving a horse, didn't it? There wasn't too much of that going on unless a guy was using cutting horses or something. Pastures running in the woods, well, then they shoe them.
Well, what about on the road? I mean, on the gravel roads, didn't they? Horses come up lanes. They didn't?
Mm-mm.
It's been awful tough.
Oh, yeah. The only thing once in a while they had to clean out if they got a gravel, see a horse inside that horse's hoof, he's got a little trough like that's the soft part of his hoof, and then he's got the what you call the ball of the hoof there. Well, then they got the hard part around it, the hoof itself. Well, right in there they had some spots where sometimes the gravel would get into that one gravel. In fact, there wasn't a little. One guy would pack the other and make him limp. Well, all you had to do was just get on there with a screwdriver or a pocket knife and knock it out. Or not get out. Crabs, yeah. I'm going to shut this off right now.
Yeah.
Let's see.